This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved two major infrastructure projects worth a total of 7,616 crore rupees for the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway and doubling of 177-kilometer-long railway line. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement about the CCEA's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw said the CCEA has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal.
भागलपुर दुमका रामपुरहाट डबलिंग ये प्रोजेक्ट बिहार झारखंड और बंगाल को जोड़ने वाला एक बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है। इस डबलिंग के बाद में भागलपुर से दुमका और उससे सीधा रामपुरहाट की तरफ गाड़ियां जा सकेगी और बहुत बड़े तीर्थ स्थल देवघर धाम को भी जोड़ता है ये और साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता टुवर्ड्स साउथ वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है।
The minister said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighboring country. Special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points, with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal, SSB, closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of Nepalese authorities. In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu yesterday. However, the proposal sparked discontent with many youths gathering outside the venue to protest the decision. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protests, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gain momentum. Meanwhile, to contain the unrest, the Nepal Army has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. During his visit to Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi will host the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, in the spiritual city of Varanasi. Mauritius Prime Minister is on a state visit to India till the 16th of this month. He reached Varanasi yesterday. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas in Uttarakhand. Mr. Modi will also chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the government is actively engaging with the United States to finalize the bilateral trade agreement. Speaking at the FICCI, Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Lead Summit in New Delhi, Goyal stated that trade negotiations are underway with the European Union and New Zealand as well. He further added that a trade agreement with Oman is also expected to be finalized soon. In the United States, Charlie Kirk, the powerful right-wing activist, was shot today while hosting an event in Utah. Kirk, an influential ally of President Trump, is known for holding open-air debates on campuses across the country. Police say the shooting occurred at around 12:10 local time and the suspect is in custody. Meanwhile, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are urging people to pray for Kirk. Charlie Kirk is a conservative commentator and podcast host with a million of followers. He is best known as the founder of Turning Point USA, a non-profit organization that seeks to spread conservative ideas to students on U.S. campuses. He has 5.2 million followers on X and 7.3 million followers on TikTok. And the government has dismissed a manipulated video circulating on social media that falsely attributes statements of Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. The video misleadingly claims about India losing Rafale jets and the S-400 air defense system to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau in a social media post clarified that the content is fake, AI-generated, and urged people not to fall for such misinformation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.